Blog Talk Radio.
Back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes, I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes, directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others, would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promised times of refreshing are upon us. The time to rediscover the ancient truths. The time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness. must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten, my truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things, precious truths, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light, when all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed. When indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah!
Yes, well, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed. We are back again. Yes, back again for another episode. Another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Indeed, thankful. Indeed, very, very thankful to the Most High for this precious opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words. The Most High has granted for the healing of his people. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, directly, as he told me, that I must tell you things, yes, indeed, that I must tell you things, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. But my brothers and sisters, we who know the promise of the scriptures, know the Most High has surely promised all that was hid in the darkness must surely come to light, and all this magnificent truth that a world has conspired to hide, deny, twist its meaning, shall indeed, my brothers and sisters, be brought to light. True to all that from the beginning was divine purpose and intent. And unto this promise, my brothers and sisters, we should be seeking. Beyond all the diverse, contentious forms of so-called rule in this world, we should be seeking the Most High, my brothers and sisters, preparing for him for whom the scriptures tell us we should be waiting. For I tell you, my brothers and sisters, there's no question about it. The Most High told me this years ago, made it very plain. He said to me, anytime mankind is subject to any conscience, less than his own. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, let me repeat this. He told me that anytime man's conscience is left subject to any conscience less than his own, it is bondage, tribulation. It is trouble. It is contentions, my brothers and sisters. It's even the matter of so many having sworn. False oaths, my brothers and sisters, it is even bondage to the curses of damnation. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. The Most High has told us the first command that we should never forget, that the Most High, our Most High, one who should command all our conscience, is one. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, if we would have been wise to hold steadfast the discerning of the meaning of that first command. Isaiah 48 says that humanity has not. If man had been the ages, held true to the fruition of all the Most High declared from the beginning, required of mankind from the beginning as an eternal law, if man had remained true to that first command, my brothers and sisters, the massive divisions, contentions, warfare, confusion, Babylon, marks of the beast, standards among nations, my brothers and sisters, that refuse to reason as one. None of these denominations, none of these nations, none of these adverse ideals that we see across the multitude of nations, the 45,000 denominations across 280 nations, my brothers and sisters, none of these. Did you hear me? If man had remained true to the Creator, none of these adverse ideas, the result of the fall, would even exist. And if man had been true to what the Most High has declared, if man had been true to what the Most High declared from the beginning, seeking the fullness of all that the Most High declared, his pure and perfect will. My brothers and sisters, hear me, since purity and completion offers but one choice, my brothers and sisters, a world would have continually have been one. We must understand, my brothers and sisters, the Most High created this world to remain true to himself. He created this world, never that it ultimately, my brothers and sisters, I'll put it like this here, never did he create this world that it should be subject to the misrule of another. He did not create this world, my brothers and sisters, that men be subject to alternate, obtuse, contentious rule. In fact, my brothers and sisters, the human vessel was created to be a habitation of the Holy Spirit, to emanate the thoughts, the mind, the goal, the ideals of the Maker himself, and ultimately, my brothers and sisters, the Maker alone. We were told that we cannot serve two masters. My brothers and sisters, no one true unto the one Most High. No system plural in its ideals, our brothers and sisters, will ever be true to the will of one. We were told we cannot serve two masters. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, he said you cannot serve Yah and Mammon. Mammon is another term for wealth, my brothers and sisters. Oftentimes, you could even say greedy avarice. The truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, so many times have men been willing to fully sacrifice or deny, if you will, the absolution that is the will of the one Most High I said, been willing to deny the absolution that is the pure, perfect will of the One Most High. And men make, let's just say, strange, gather together after what some might call strange bedfellows. Willing to sacrifice what is divine ideal. And men make covenants one with another that my brothers and sisters, they exalt themselves over men. And my brothers and sisters, this exploitation against divine will and promise and plan and purpose should never have been. It's time we discern, my brothers and sisters. The last few nights, we've been talking heavily about this topic called the Shema. The Messiah himself says the first and utmost command of all. We've been talking much about this of late. However, my brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, there's much parallel between what is called the Shema. I repeat, there's much parallel between what is called the Shema, what Messiah said is the utmost command of all, at Mark 12:29-31, and what is called the first of the Ten Commandments. And I will tell you, my brothers and sisters, man not discerning that instruction and what is required to follow that instruction has grossly, my brothers and sisters, fallen aside from the way, grossly fallen aside from the path. Messiah said, when he spoke reiteration of the Shema, as is recorded in Deuteronomy 6:4, he said, "Hear, O Israel, the Most High, our Most High, is one. Therefore we should love him." How about, my brothers and sisters, since we understand that no one who loves a thing is not inclined to seek for his utmost beneficence. How about, my brothers and sisters, how about that it be raised to its highest potential, respected, my brothers and sisters, according to all that according to divine will is due. He said you should love him. How about seek him, my brothers and sisters? How about give your allegiance to him? I said seek him diligently with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. This is the first and utmost commandment, the first instruction. He said the second is likewise, namely this, I shall love thy neighbor as thyself. In other words, not exalting yourself above as your neighbor, but seeking the Most High for the perpetuation and the full remembrance, the memorial, and constant respect and obedience to what is the full fruition, the pure and perfect word of the Most High that offers one choice. Ultimately, my brothers and sisters, this command was given to his nation, even unto Israel, my brothers and sisters. And I dare say, since the gospel, this gospel of the kingdom of Yah, where it was to go forth unto all nations, it is the decree, ultimately, at that point, my brothers and sisters, even unto all the nations. My brothers and sisters, the Messiah said there's no other commandment greater than these. I want you to think about it when he said all power from on high as king, Shashan Shah, king of kings, high priest above all priests, king of kings and lord of lords. He said all power, all the authority of the kingdom of Yah from on high has been given unto him. Brothers and sisters, therefore, he said, go forth and teach, convert, baptize, make disciples of all the nations, teaching them in the name unto the honor of the Father and the Son, by the power of the Spirit that the name of my brothers and sisters that the apostles were anointed with. He said, go forth and teach all nations in the honor of the Father and the Son, by the power of the Holy Spirit, and teach them to do everything that he commanded. What did he say the Holy Spirit does? He said the Holy Spirit teaches all things, no lie in it, brings all things to remembrance. These things we must keep in mind. And after that pure and perfect ideal, the scripture says at Yohanan 14 and 27. My peace I give unto you. And that is the world giveth. In other words, the world will seek peace after a multitude of hypocritical compromises against the will of one, not seeking the perfect will of the one Most High, and daring still yet to call it reason, daring still yet to call it wisdom, daring still yet to call it knowledge. My brothers and sisters, there wouldn't be a need to vote on these issues, if you want to call it that. There wouldn't be a need for men to appoint rulers over themselves after varying ideas if, my brothers and sisters, men were true to the knowledge of the truth, meaning man is forgotten in so many ways that which the Most High declared from the beginning is an eternal ideal that never, ever should men turn away from. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. He said, He is the Most High who led you out of the land of Egypt. Oh, he was speaking to his people. I would tell you, my brothers and sisters, it's time to understand that this first command is also the first command of our gathering. As it was the command that gathered our people out of Egypt, out from the midst of a multitude of varying contentions, confusing misrepresentations and misconceits against the true will of Yah. Think about it. Egypt had some, 130-something-odd gods, all contentious in some ways against one another, not true to the will of one by any means. Hey, the people and the rulers oftentimes declaring variant ideals as to the nature of these variant so-called gods, false gods. And my brothers and sisters, when we declare varying ideals one against another, my brothers and sisters, are we free to perform fully without obstacle all that is the will of one? What did Shaul say? I see another law working in my members, in his flesh, after his own mind. He talked about, my brothers and sisters, that while such contentious opposition exists, man is not able to do what he wills. So what is this thing that the people call, or we have been led, oftentimes we were children, led to call religious freedom? Our brothers and sisters, shall we say we are free if we give license or give allegiance to a system that licenses every obtuse ideal imaginable against the full fruition of divine command? The first command of all is that the Most High is one, and that means we all must seek His pure, perfect will. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? Nothing lacking, with all our minds, heart, soul, might, and strength. That is the first command of all. In other words, not satisfied with knowing what is said. Most don't even know that. Not merely knowing what is said, but seeking the Most High to know why. For lest we seek His perfect will beyond, well beyond what seems apparent on the surface, my brothers and sisters. Men are easily beguiled. Some, 45,000 denominations across 280 nations. Men reading the same book and getting different interpretations, different administrations. My brothers and sisters, the scriptures tell us that because ultimately, if we read it, like in the book of Judah, they call it Jude, about things getting worse and worse. Men perverting the grace of the truth of the Most High, the absolute knowledge of the truth after which we would have one salvation. Say, men perverting the grace of Yah to fall after their own licentiousness, whatever seems wise to flatter their own minds and hearts. Setting up kings, but not true to Yah, it says in Hosea 8. In other words, men falling away from the truth and daring to establish their own ideals of what is the way of peace. Falling farther and farther away from the absolute, pure, and perfect truth after a multitude of partial standards until things indeed get worse and worse, and man has forgotten what indeed is the right understanding of the word, the thoughts of Yah as He decreed them from the beginning. And my brothers and sisters, not to discern what is said according to why it was said is to grossly miss the point. Is to err, is to grossly misrepresent the Most High, my brothers and sisters. It is even devilish In fact, my brothers and sisters, it is sin. Scripture says, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. The wages of sin is death. Most High has already told us. In fact, we were warned. What about looking in scriptures like Matthias 12:39, right up in there. 12:35. What about the scripture, my brothers and sisters, that tells us that for every foolish or idle, a stagnating word a man speaks, idle word is also a foolish word, my brothers and sisters. 12:36 of Matthias. It says, my brothers and sisters, for every foolish or idle, deceptive word, that causes men not to be able to perceive and receive righteousness and truth of the Most High. Every foolish or idle, deceptive word a man speaks. Word after which men would deceive one another, that men would speak. They should give account thereof for it in the judgment. Dare we not realize, my brothers and sisters, the truth? The truth of the matter is, the scriptures tell us in Zephaniah 3:13, Revelation 14, that the remnant of Israel must speak no lies, do no iniquity. And only then, my brothers and sisters, will we have among us none to harm. It's time we understand, my brothers and sisters, we all have to learn how not to lie, how not to divide one another against the truth. But my brothers and sisters, in lying against the Most High, there are divisions amongst us. Scriptures tell us that Messiah comes to remove ungodliness from Jacob. How about to bring his people back from the midst of all the nations? What do you think it is, my brothers and sisters, that has caused us to retain so many divisions among us, if it's not worldliness? What does it say in 1 Corinthians? My brothers, this is 1:10-11. In the name of the Most High, we must all speak the same thing, no divisions among us. And it says there's strife and divisions among us. We're still yet walking, my brothers and sisters, as carnal, worldly men. Meaning that the intrusions of the misconceits of this world have caused men to walk after wickedness rather than righteousness. To walk after lawlessness rather than lawfulness. To walk after injustice rather than justice, according to all that the Most High is honorably due. As such, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures never said that there would be peace for mankind after such imperfect standards. In fact, every imperfect standard that men uphold, every bit of it, my brothers and sisters, is warfare against discerning the greater truth. He said, the Spirit of Yah is upon me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He talks about a reward to the poor of his people. But what does this mean? My brothers and sisters, it means that his reward is to those who are humble to constantly seek the Most High diligently for the greater knowledge of his truth, that they might be shaping unto his will and purpose. My brothers and sisters, that means that the gift, the promise, is to those who are humbly constantly seek the Most High for all that is will and not to the arrogant. My brothers and sisters, those who are arrogant in their ignorance because they have sought after those who would flatter them according to their own comfort zones. My brothers and sisters, for all who would do such a thing and seek after those would simply offer the people what they will, what they desire. My brothers and sisters, because they do not seek the Most High for the exceeding knowledge of his will, that men do not err, that men do not go astray. Because this is the first command of all, my brothers and sisters, we seek him with all our minds, hearts, souls, and might, giving our allegiance unto him and him alone. If we are wise, my brothers and sisters, we would understand that whoever does not have zeal for the Most High, that the perfect preservation of the knowledge of his will, is counted among the wicked. Hear me. The scriptures tell us in Isaiah 14:5, the wicked is the scepter of the rulers. The rulers, my brothers and sisters, who in their double-mindedness do not seek the full wisdom of Yah, that they might retain for themselves a sense of sovereignty and government. If they retain and establish for themselves after partialities, not seeking the whole truth, then one to set up a church so they can sit up and argue with regard to what they esteem to be their doctrine, still not seeking the full fruition of all that is divine will, and seeking, my brothers and sisters, not for what fully gives honor unto Yah, but seeking to exploit the masses after ignorance. I had a pastor one time tell me when I talked about so many exceeding things in the scriptures that I speak of so often. And every time, so many times I've heard pastors say it over and over again when I speak about these things. They're talking about these things for us to know. But the people don't, well, they're not ready for that. Well, my brothers and sisters, the leaders, if they were true to the faith at all, and the petition, at the hand of Messiah, if they were worthy of his petition at all, each man, my brothers and sisters, must realize that he, as well as all the rulers, were always to be held responsible to seek the full fruition of all that is divine will. If we're going to petition for the Holy Spirit, after which we might be attuned to the will of one at all, trust me, the carnal mind has no capacity even to fully consider all that must be considered, that we before the Most High might indeed show that we can be reasonable unto peace, worthy of a kingdom, my brothers and sisters, of eternal peace and life. We have to understand, my brothers and sisters, when the scripture says he is the Most High, my brothers and sisters, the Master, Elohim, my brothers and sisters, we have to understand the meaning of the word. It means supreme conscience, the one who declares all the precepts of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, all the precepts after which we must all agree. He said, cursed is anyone who does not confirm everything written in the book of the Most High to do it. It relates to collective conscience, that is the will of one, all concentric, all synergized as one. My brothers and sisters, every word of the Most High is reinforced by every other word. He says nothing, my brothers and sisters, that does not, and he declares nothing that would seek to countermand the full fruition of all that was from the beginning his plan. So he said he is, also, my brothers and sisters, when he brought his people out of Egypt, he said they should be his king. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters? He said that he, the Most High, and I'll even say it this way, my brothers and sisters, Elohim, in the context where he calls himself the Lord of hosts, the many, my brothers and sisters, of one name and one conscience who are one, even ultimately he, the Father himself, is thy king, the one who establishes the standard after which you should all exist. Maybe I need to explain that word Elohim. Word Elohim, that they translated God, means actually the many that are one. I would say even all the precepts and attributes of the Most High that are one. All that are his steadfast and faithful holy angels are all one. My brothers and sisters, what about the scripture where he set his angel before his people. He has his name upon him. That means the authority of the Most High. To speak true to what is divine will, to speak true to what is divine word, what is divine premise and idea. He said you must be careful to obey him, lest he not forgive you. It's time to understand, my brothers and sisters, because he might not forgive, the scriptures say, those who would willingly defy him. It's time we understand, my brothers and sisters, what it really means then. He says he is the Most High, our King, who leads us and would leave us out from the land of Egypt. We say out of the land of Egypt here. So well, whatever confusion it is that defies the perfect will of one. My brothers and sisters, if everybody wants to call after the name of the Most High according to his own design and desire, after a while, my brothers and sisters, we have no law at all. And everyone then eventually is left in bondage to his own conscience, to his own ideal, or let's just say some fallen ideal of another. My brothers and sisters are subject to any other, what people might call God, set of standards, hegemony, controlling body of knowledge, idea of what is a law, My brothers and sisters, any law that is not that of the Most High and conceits of his mind is not lawful. It's false, a false law, it's foolishness. We're not subject to divine law, whose law we then subject to, my brothers and sisters. Most High said he is one. That means we must consider all that he has spoken, and we be true to him. He said we have no other gods, no other nation. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters? No other founding idea that creates a nation other than his. He told me that we should have, you hear me, my brothers and sisters? Let me say two things to you. Wow, it seems like we had a temporary disconnection. Well, I think let's work on making sure we get a real good connection now. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. A national allegiance. We are a people scattered among the nations. My brothers and sisters, what should be our allegiance if we're going to transcend the multitude of contentious rulers that we might have peace? No other God, no other nation. How about no other king, no other ruler? Most High told me that nobody has a right to rule but by him. He said, if any man seeks to deceive anyone against the law and the prophets in any way, he's guilty even under hell fire. If you follow after rulers who, in their unrighteousness, seeking anything less than the fullness of the law and the prophets, and the multitude of their contentions, they say you should not enter the kingdom of Yah, the kingdom of peace. No other king, no other magistrate, no other judge, no other lawmaker, no other ruler. You should have no other law, my brothers and sisters, but his. And there's only one law that is lawful, that brings peace, and is the collective of all that he has declared. How many of us, my brothers and sisters, are prepared to give genuine attention to such scriptures as Isaiah 48? I want you to understand why it is, my brothers and sisters, that your rulers, by and large, have not taught you the fullness of the implications and meaning of this command. But if our people sought the Most High for all that is divine desire, the divisions of this world after which men have established their own so-called rulerships and sovereignties and priesthoods and pastorages, ha ha, after their partial standards would not even exist. And they would all be exposed. In fact, the scripture says plainly, the Messiah, in the day of regathering, my brothers and sisters, in the day of regathering, according to 2 Thessalonians, says he said, watch out for the powers of perdition. In other words, those rulers, my brothers and sisters, who teach denigration against the fruition of what is divine will, cause men to worship deviations and perversions after ways of this world and the various nations. That wicked are lawless men. I said not lawful, but lawless men. Sit right there in the midst of the temple, right in the midst of your churches, my brothers and sisters, causing men to prefer unrighteousness, less than the fullness of what is divine will, even causing men to have no great love of the truth. My brothers and sisters, the first command demands that we seek not only part, but all the truth and preserve it forever, for this is the purpose of our very being. It says, my brothers and sisters, after such a false church, if you really understand Revelation 13, talks about establishing them, those who murdered the saints in the first years of the church, of the church dispensation, they need to think about some 60 to 100 million were murdered and tortured for a century. Scripture says in Revelation 13 that after that time would come a system having horns like a lamb, speaking as a dragon, a false church, my brothers and sisters, a false religion. Messiah said after the fall of Jerusalem in those subsequent murderous years, after that time will come a rise of false prophets, men teaching partial testimony, falling short testimony, not true to all that is divine desire, and telling people yet that it is sufficient. When Isaiah 28 tells us it's going to be a Messiah's appearing, because men have done this, it's going to be a terror, a vexation for many to understand the report, for the cloth is too short, the warp is weak. Yeah, but brothers and sisters, the strength of the doctrine is insufficient to be called a garment, insufficient for one to wrap himself up in. But yet, my brothers and sisters, the Most High will require of all the world, my brothers and sisters, I say require of the whole world, according to all that is the fruition of all that is his will. He said, whatever is written of old is for our learning, that we through patience and faith in the scriptures might have hope. How about reading Romans 15:4? That we all, my brothers and sisters, think and act, if you will, according to his will, likewise, ultimately, relate. That we all, both Jew and Gentile, might be obedient in word and deed, meaning there's one law for all. I said one law for all. And frankly, my brothers and sisters, it's an amazing thing. Messiah said, think not that he came to destroy or in any way take away from the authority of the law and the prophets. My brothers and sisters, the law and the prophets, quite frankly, all the prophets always only spoke. Ultimately, my brothers and sisters, in preparation for the kingdom of Yah that is to come upon this earth, that only, my brothers and sisters, for those who exceed the unrighteousness of all the rulers. When we talk about what they want to call a new covenant, you have to stop and consider, my brothers and sisters, if every nation has its own ideas of what is a covenant, keeping people in bondage to their ideas after their rulers, their kings, their nations, their ideas, their law. Then, my brothers and sisters, if every nation wants to declare its own will and keep our people who call upon his name subject to various rules, a brother and sister, that's not a covenant at all. That is only warfare. It's time we understand, my brothers and sisters, it's time we understand the reality. Because a grave injustice has ultimately been committed and perpetrated upon all mankind, it's time we discern the reality that is the truth. Most High told me that no one has a right to rule but by him. Dare we say the 45,000 denominations, rulers across 280 nations, many pluralist systems of so-called government among us, do we dare say the Most High has appointed these in defiance against himself? Having no congruity, after the fullness of what he had declared, think about it, my brothers and sisters, through the course of ages. All those who are faithful unto the Most High should one day be regathered, that we all, my brothers and sisters, are on the same page. There's a reason why the scripture said, Malachi 4, remember the law which he gave his servant Moshe before the great and dreadful day of the Most High. Meaning before the day of his judgment that brings forth the day of his peace, you must all remember the law that he gave to Moshe. That we discern the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve Yah and those who serve him not. It's time to discern, my brothers and sisters, the reality of the truth. And this guy here called I Am the Universe is a damn liar. I'm calling him out, and I hope everybody hears it so that henceforth you all know it. I am about to kick him out of my chat. And it's time we understand the reality, my brothers and sisters. There's no need to even deal with the foolishness. This foolish one is speaking. Don't have time for it. In fact, he's just damned himself. For what he's just done, he's shown his attitude. Quite frankly, the Most High wants no part of such as thee. No need for warning. If he's never heard one before, he should have by now. Okay. Get him back. So must it be done. My brothers and sisters, I dare say, I want you to think about this and repeat again. that every partial standard is against the gift of the Spirit. Against the Holy Spirit teaches all things, no lie in it, no sin. My brothers and sisters, even reveals much more than just what the words have to say, but the meaning for which they were said. Before there were words, my brothers and sisters, there was the Spirit. There was an idea in the mind. Only by the Holy Spirit can a people be made one. I said, only by the Spirit can a people be made one unto the will of one. It's not possible, my brothers and sisters, that this attunement might come to bear after the carnal power of the flesh. Carnal mind, the scriptures tell us, is enmity against the law of Yah. How about the cumulative rule that brings forth peace? Enmity against that actual law of peace, my brothers and sisters. Since the only offering the Most High will accept is peace. Enmity, seeking to establish a lesser law. My brothers and sisters, after such fleshliness, such incognizance, did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? After such incognizance, the end result, since it cannot be peace, and the Most High has promised peace, the end result of such thinking can only be death. This is not a time, my brothers and sisters, to be playing with anyone. And quite frankly, I'm not here to flatter anyone. Most High told me, I'll repeat again, because of what I must do, he told me, for him, because of what I must do, he told me that I would indeed accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has declared to me that I must, by his authority, my brothers and sisters, he said, in doing for him that which he had asked of me, he said I would have his protection, his guidance. I asked what that was. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, he told me, I must tell you things. The men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, deny, pervert, silence, and destroy. If you read the book of Romans, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures tell us the wrath of Yah is against all who would unjustly suppress the truth. Whoever would speak, my brothers and sisters, insanity against the hope of humanity coming to reason together after the perfect will of the Most High, whoever would do such a thing, my brothers and sisters, is not worthy to be called part. The Most High desires for his people. If we examine the scriptures, like for instance at Isaiah 48, Messiah comes forth saying, oh, that you had kept my commandments to a people who have sworn by his name, not in truth nor in righteousness. And he's talking about a whole world. So, oh, that you had kept my commandments. And how about the first command of all? Then your peace would have been as a river. Oh, what is the gospel? The gospel is a word above all the nations. How beautiful above all the nations is the feet. Above all the mountains, the feet, the dominion of him who publishes glad tidings, the whole word of truth. You're an incompletion offering one choice. Peace is glad tidings and publishes peace. It says unto Zion, our Yah reigns, meaning that the rule of the Most High is above all the nations. Messiah is called King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He declares his name, my brothers and sisters, also as the word of Yah. And he reproves all the nations, meaning that the nations of the world, my brothers and sisters, may be having the word as they translate them, that administers far short of their meaning. So with his word, like a sharp two-edged sword. And my brothers and sisters, a pure, perfect word that discerns the thoughts and intents of the heart. My brothers and sisters, with a rod of strong discipline, with a rod of iron, strong discipline, he will reprove all the nations. For they all, my brothers and sisters, have fallen short. And compel the people to fall short of what is worthy to ask for the Holy Spirit. Why would the Most High give his Spirit So if people who are seeking allegiance conforming to the ideas of another, could never in all things be true to him. Messiah said the spirit of truth. He would give to those who seek to guard, maintain, defend. Would seek to maintain allegiance unto him. He would grant them the spirit that they might keep, guard, maintain, defend, uphold allegiance to his command, his authority, his instruction. And he said it's the spirit of truth. Now the world, how about the worldly, those who accept no autonomous sense of authority, says the spirit of the worldly, would not accept, would not receive. What did he say? In Johannes 17 and 9, he said, I make no request in his petitions to the Father. He said, I make no request for the worldly, for those who would not seek the absolute, pure, perfect word. It's the first command of all that we must do this. We're satisfied with surface level understanding, my brothers and sisters. We never truly as one comprehend. You say, I make no request for the world, but those who would accept thy word. My brothers and sisters, how many are prepared across, there's 45,000 denominations today. Scriptures reiterate to us well. Acts 3:18-23. Messiah will come declaring through to all the Most High spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. Whoever would not hearken to his testimony, the testimony of Messiah, he becomes the prophet anointed of the Most High. Whoever would not hearken to his words, his law, my brothers and sisters should be cut off from among the people. I mean, in other words, my brothers and sisters, cut off from the hope of peace. Meaning, the Messiah comes to do what the leaders of this world have not. They have not taught the fullness of all that's contained in the scriptures. Though they say they believe, my brothers and sisters, I have challenged. I can't even tell you how many of your leaders across how many denominations over the course of years. And over again, when they are challenged with truths that apparently rare few have come to know. Keep hearing things like, well, you got to be careful about telling people things like that. They said if they told you things like that, they would lose their congregation. Yeah, you would realize they've been treacherous and never taught you what you should have known. You recognize they were robbers. You recognize they're teaching partial standards to maintain divisions and keep our people in bondage, scattered, contentious, and my brothers and sisters, not yet that people of light. That people of an invariant light and truth that is supposed to be an example unto blessing. How about my brothers and sisters, even the healing, not only of our people, but all the nations? My brothers and sisters, there's a reason why your rulers did not teach you the full fruition of what the meaning of these commandments are and what they are, what they require, what's expected of you. Because if you knew, you would seek the truth that they had not told you and realize that as hired speakers, my brothers and sisters, they've been willing to take the bribe of personal wealth, even if it means exploiting you to the damnation of your very soul. You must discern then who are the wicked, my brothers and sisters. Who are those who preserve a multitude of partial standards that if you told them the greater truth, they refuse to hear? There's so much, my brothers and sisters, that is written on my website, hiddengospel.com. Articles like The Secret City Prophecy. Articles like Prophetic Proof. Hiddengospel.com, my brothers and sisters, need to examine it and find out that the world we live in today has not even discerned who Messiah is according to who they knew he is. In the days of the apostles in the early church, and who they anticipated him to be, my brothers and sisters, who had already come before. I want you to think about this for a minute, just to draw on the knowledge of a truth, my brothers and sisters, it should have long been known. There's an article called, like I said, Prophetic Proof, HiddenGospel.com. Another article called Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation. Shiloh out of the tribe of Judah, the regatherer. Think about it. The people cannot be regathered by a multitude of contentious standards. They can't be gathered into the one Most High after a multitude of opposing standards. One standard, my brothers and sisters, will be the regathering of us all. And the scripture speaks to the one called Shiloh who brings peace at Genesis 49. Wow. Genesis 49, 8 to 12. I could have talked a minute about Genesis 14, about why the scripture calls Messiah a priest after the order of Melchizedek. Wow. That's another magnificent story in itself, because it relates to Messiah comes as a priest to eradicate from the minds and hearts of men, and even from the face of the earth, all the rulers, my brothers and sisters, they have dissuaded mankind away from discerning Yah as he is. Genesis 14, Psalm 110. It needs to be understood, my brothers and sisters, why Melchizedek met Abraham after the slaughter of the king. Well, we're going to talk about Genesis 49. Scripture talks about one out of the tribe of Judah unto whom all his brethren shall bow. My brothers and sisters, that Shiloh is obviously Messiah. Isaiah 44, going into 45:20. Talks about the idea about unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. I said unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. 45:20. My brothers and sisters, I want you to make the comparison there and find out who that scripture is talking about in Isaiah 44, 45, and 46. And discern what Messiah comes to do ultimately in these latter days. And compare, my brothers and sisters, also Romans. How about around Romans 14, 10 through 12? Philippians 2, 9 through 11. Repeating again concerning Yeshua. Under him every knee, every tongue shall bow. And every tongue confess. Under him every knee shall bow and every tongue confess. Whew, been a long day. Realize they're all the same, my brothers and sisters. Shiloh, the one called the Kurdee. If you don't know what I'm talking about, please examine my website, HiddenGospel.com, Early Church Origins, Mutual Expectations. Time to put it all together, my brothers and sisters. Understand that they are one and the same. Ask why it is your leaders have not told you about that city that is prophesied that Messiah would appear to first, saying, the scriptures even saying in the book of Zephaniah, the just Lord is in the midst of the city. Every morning he brings justice to light. Or if we translate that, I die that all together, he is that one called the morning star, the son of righteousness that arises, one who comes suddenly like the morning sun to cast out all the darkness, to reveal the light the world would obscure, to expose all those who hide the truth from you. But he said, the wicked, the lawless, those who want to be satisfied, not seeking the fullness of what is divine will, refuse to discern their shame, their sin. Refuse to realize that the standards that they've, the idolatrous standards they've imagined after their own heart, have not, my brothers and sisters, been true unto the will of Yah himself. It's time we discern, my brothers and sisters, the reality. Did you hear me? It's time we discern the reality. There is so much truth contained in the scriptures that it was written in advance. The leaders but refuse to teach. But my brothers and sisters, whether at that point, whether or not men are prepared to believe Messiah when he speaks the exceeding truth. That, my brothers and sisters, will be the framework of deciding. Did you hear me? That, my brothers and sisters, will be the framework of deciding who it is that seeks that they might serve Yah and who will not. Who it is, my brothers and sisters, that waits for his law that they might serve him. I mean, think about it. You went to a restaurant, my brothers and sisters, and you have a waiter. He comes there and he waits to take your order. He doesn't just start throwing things on the table and telling you you should like it. And then tell you you should pay for it. And then think that you had good service. I shall wait for his law. That means they shall anticipate. I did not say presume his will. I shall wait for his law. In fact, the scriptures say it this way, my brothers and sisters, you shall not cause his voice to be heard in the street. My brothers and sisters, Messiah said again and again that he speaks what his Father commands him. And that is due service unto the Most High. Time we understand. Find it amazing how in every nation, many of which say that they believe in a supreme being, would have people to swear allegiance to the rule of a king. Well, if you examine his words closely, you'll find they are far from the fullness the Most High desired, and has always desired that his people must come to comprehend. Why don't they teach the secret city prophecy? Why don't they teach the fullness of the Shema? Why don't they teach the truth as to who Messiah is? My brothers and sisters, it is because if they told you these truths, many would realize they've never taken right instruction. He said, watch out for false prophets. Watch out for false anointed. Watch out for false anointed. My brothers and sisters, if they lead you along a line of instruction, it is every path but the right one. How is it, my brothers and sisters, men still feel that they shall attain to the goal? It's time, my brothers and sisters. That we must discern the reality. Psalm 24. Earth belongs to Yah. He didn't say men should divide it after their own ideals. Everyone who does so is a robber. Earth belongs to Yah, the fullness thereof. The world and all they that dwell therein. Think about it. It means he owns it. It means he declares to it according to his will. Earth belongs to Yah, the fullness thereof, the world, and all they that dwell therein. Who then shall ascend into the hill of the Most High? How about into his kingdom? Yes, the kingdom he intends to establish upon this earth. Because he who has clean hands and a pure heart has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. My brothers and sisters, the scriptures tell us we should not take an oath unto the Most High in vain. That means if we swear by his name after any standard that does not seek to bring to bear the fullness of all that is his desire, my brothers and sisters, it is an oath worth nothing. Do people actually believe the Most High will confirm and seal as true to himself a multitude of people who all seek partial ideas according to their own desires, therefore worshiping themselves rather than Yah? That they all argue in their hypocrisy less than righteous rule and say that they all get together and they agreed with him. They can't even agree with each other in a multitude of partial standards. One scripture says that in Isaiah 45, it says they're like potsherds arguing with potsherds. None of the vessels can preserve anything good. broken potsherds, my brothers and sisters. Potsherds, in other words, like vessels broken because they would not preserve the truth. Potsherds arguing with potsherds because they dared to believe, my brothers and sisters, that they could argue and contend against the Most High. The only way, my brothers and sisters, the world is going to be conformed to the will of one, we need to look at Isaiah 64 and 4. Since the beginning, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard the glory of what Yah has planned for those who love him, who seek for him, seek him. Some texts say, who wait for him. Meaning that if we all did indeed seek him, seek his face, his voice, his word, his conscience, by his spirit, open, my brothers and sisters, the fullness of what he had declared, we would all be one. What does it mean when the scriptures say the way of peace they know not? How about the way of peace, my brothers and sisters, the gospel? How about the Shema, after which we should all be one? What did he say about the Shema? If you get it, my brothers and sisters, say the way of peace, the Shema. I'm going to say this before I even explain the next level. And I know it's a little after time. But the very word Shema, root word, Shem, is called also, Shema is also here, but it relates, my brothers and sisters, the petition that gives honor to Shem, the name of the Most High. The petition, my brothers and sisters, the Most High will hear, heed, that he will respect, my brothers and sisters, because it is true to himself, because the Most High cannot deny himself. It is a petition, my brothers and sisters, the Most High believes, trusts in, adheres to, and himself will obey. Because it is based upon his understanding. Shem, name, Shema. It's called the prayer that the Most High will hear. The common prayer, my brothers and sisters, we all should petition that we be true to his name. Shemayim, word for heaven. Kingdom of the people of his holy name. The kingdom, my brothers and sisters, of the people who all pray a mutual prayer that we all might come to and remain true to one understanding and preserve that one understanding forever. Shema, my brothers and sisters. A-H, like E-L-I-H. Many times words, my brothers and sisters, relate the name of the Most High, Shema. Name, my brothers and sisters. How about the name of the Most High? But the Most High will hear what he will confirm as true to himself. What does it say, my brothers and sisters? And I'm going to go back to this in a moment. What I was telling you in Isaiah 59. What about Psalm 118? All the nations have come against me, but in the name of the Most High, I will destroy them. How about with the Shema? How about with the first command after which we are all to be one? All the nations, my brothers and sisters, that have stood in conspiracy against the Most High and his anointed, against his kingdom, by the principles of that very name, every nation of this earth will be proven beastly, unreasoning. And what do you say? Come, let us reason together, meaning as one. If we do this, we would say we will partake of the good of the land. But if we rebel, he said, those who rebel, who refuse to reason as one, refuse to accept the will of one, he said, we would be delivered up to the sword. For the mouth of the Most High has spoken it. Say the way of peace, Isaiah 59, say the way of peace men have not known. Oh, my brothers and sisters, doesn't need to put it together. What do you say the way of peace is? He said Messiah, which Ephesians 6 also says the same. Read about Ephesians 6:20 on through about 6:27. It says Messiah will put upon him a helmet of salvation, a helmet against all errant ideas of this world, a breastplate of righteousness. In other words, in his heart is a zeal, my brothers and sisters, you want to put it that way, an allegiance, a perfect allegiance, the fullness of all that is divine will as the love of his heart, the devout nature of his very spirit and soul. helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, zeal as a cloak, that he might render recompense to his enemies, adversaries. What did he say? You're my friends if you do everything that I command you. Because they put upon yourself the whole armor of Yah, that you may be able to ultimately stand against the wiles of the devil. Those put up against the whole armor of Yah, that you might be able to stand against those who would cause you to deviate or fall short of the fruition of divine will. As the Most High said, he would establish a standard that all shall honor the Most High from the west even to the rising of the sun. And he said he would establish a pure and perfect standard of light, irrevocable, invariant light, knowledge, word, the nation, yes, even whole nations. He said, we'll not walk according to that light. How about that one way of the one Most High as the one King who brings that light? My brothers and sisters, say the nation that will not walk according to that invariant light shall perish. Did you notice, my brothers and sisters? He's saying the way of peace is a return to the fullness of all of the Most High by his Spirit. Would reveal. Scripture tells in Isaiah 11. He said he, by the Spirit, all the attributes of the Spirit shall he judge. And with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. After the Spirit that teaches all things, no lying and reproving all sin, under perfect counsel, unto peace and understanding, my brothers and sisters. After what is the power and the might, the sovereign authority of the Most High, shall he judge. In other words, he knows in seeing the contradictions of this world that it cannot be a work of his Holy Spirit. He said, with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. How about whatever systems of this world seeking to establish their own authority, seeking to divide this world against the one Most High, with the breath of his lips, with the spirit of his mouth, with his testimony, shall he expose every single fallen standard. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says he is King of kings and Lord of lords, even high priest of all priests, above and beyond them all. Hey, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says, for this very reason, in Malachi, he will reprove all your priests. Isaiah 41 says he's going to reprove all the kings. To close, my brothers and sisters, one established one king and priest, and to show that they all have fallen short of the will of one. Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, meaning one who had discerned the fullness of the discipline in this time. People call Messiah the regatherer, my brothers and sisters, in the last days. If you really want to put it that way, the one who comes to remember all the Most High decreed for the blessing and the healing of its people who have been wearied and polluted in their perceptions after the misconceits of many false rulers. It's written over and over again, my brothers and sisters, that that king and that priest will approve all others, so there'll be no more debate as to what the conscience of the Most High is. Isaiah 49, Isaiah 41. Who has stood up this righteous one who comes suddenly like the rising sun? Most High, my brothers and sisters, has established him that he subdue even kings, and kings should be as dust to his sword. And driven stubble through his bow, meaning by the accuracy of his word and the discerning of the heart. My brothers and sisters, all false rule, the abomination of false rule established by all the nations and all their false arguments. Read Isaiah 41, 21 through 42, 4. And all their false and abominable arguments after the prideful arrogance of men's ignorance, he will expose them all. Suddenly, my brothers and sisters, like the he would trod down rulers as a potter treads clay. My brothers and sisters, to make. Let's just say, my brothers and sisters, I've talked about this before on this show. When a potter treads down clay, he wants to get out of all the lumps, so that when the clay is shaping into whatever form it's going to be shaping into, it'll be strong and no inconsistencies. The leaders, my brothers and sisters, are the inconsistencies against our people discerning the will of one. The leaders, my brothers and sisters, who all established a multitude of partial standards, are every one of them an obstacle against our discerning as one what the Most High requires of his people. We're one. We should have no other leader but what he himself, my brothers and sisters, declared. That's the reason why the scriptures speak of Messiah in this regard, saying, "Behold my servant, give attention. Heed to my servant." In fact, the scripture said the same one will say, "Keep silent before me, O you isles, and let my people renew their strength. Let them see beyond all the rulers who have blinded their minds. Behold my servant," Isaiah 42. "My elect one, my chosen one." Hey, I didn't say one the people elected. The people elect, quite frankly, it looked like either way it goes, you're going to have some very foolish men talking about trying to rule this nation according to what's been established by the so-called two-party system of this country today. Ah, my brother and sister, any way it goes, you got leaders who are willing to hypocrisize the will of the Most High. If they maintain dualistic rule that can never appease the will of Yah. My brother and sister, you're talking about establishing damnation. That's all it could ever be. You said this one would come to trodden down the king and all the false precepts of the rulers, the potter as clay. Come suddenly to do this, my brothers and sisters, to finally bring solution and answer. What did say the answer was? Return the word there for answer. For the ultimate lace, my brothers and sisters, discern what is from the beginning before all the problems arose. So it says, "Behold my servant, my elect one in whom my soul delights, the one who declares the solution, the rulers will not, who declares the gospel, the one way of peace to all the nations, that the nations and the rulers could not teach, being double-minded after their own authority. Behold my servant, my elect one in whom my soul delights. I put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth justice to the nations, and the isles shall wait for his law." Isaiah 49 says, "You come forth saying, listen to me, O isles, hearken to me, O you nations. The Most High has called me from the womb, from the body of my mother, as he made mention of my name." Oh, why didn't they tell you about these things? And how to discern, my brothers and sisters, the chronology of such scriptures as those in Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21, to understand these are chronologies that by no means deny the promise of Messiah as an anointed man in the latter days. Don't know what I'm talking about? Please, my brothers and sisters, there's articles on my website, like Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation, another one called Rapture Debunked. You need to really examine those very closely. It says, "Behold my servant, my elect one whom my soul delights, my elect one whom my soul delights. I put my spirit upon him." Yes, my brothers and sisters, this is even the one who delights in the revelation that comes by the Spirit of the Most High, by the bringing forth what must be in a revelation revolution. "I put my spirit upon him, and he shall bring forth justice." I didn't say injustice. How about my brothers and sisters? He would draw his conclusions relative to all the Most High has said and not part. That every nation and every people, my brothers and sisters, must humble themselves to realize in repentance the rule of the Most High that they have not. That rather than men any more contending one against another, must all seek the Most High for his mercy, that men have an opportunity to understand what they had not understood and what they had not believed nor obeyed. That men should cease arguing with one another, my brothers and sisters, and petition the Most High to understand at last what they had not understood. Blessed are they who will comprehend these things. For I dare say to my brothers and sisters, you can let others know about what has been said tonight, what's been said the last few nights. Because I dare say, my brothers and sisters, there's no question about it. Whoever will not discern these things will have no chance into the kingdom of Yah. Spirit of truth, well, these kind of truths, the worldly, those who want to justify themselves by themselves, or seek to be justified in their lack of understanding. Well, these are truths that such as these will not receive. But my brothers and sisters, Messiah said, "I make no request for the worldly, but those who will accept, receive the words that Yah has given to him." The prophecies in the last days, Messiah is going to say he's going to teach according to all that's contained in the law and the prophets. All the Most High declared by the mouth of his prophets as the world began, when that hawk man would be cut off from among the people. As I said before, my brothers and sisters, the Shema, first command of the commands of regathering. He didn't say he would gather into his kingdom, my brothers and sisters. He didn't say he would gather into his kingdom the rebellious and resistant. But those who love him enough to realize as much more to be understood than what appears on the surface. Isaiah 40 says, has no one told you that you do not understand? That there's no searching of all that is divine understanding, and that ultimately, my brothers and sisters, and what it means, what the Most High told me directly in my ears. He said to me, till you see all that he has decreed, brought to bear, keep looking. My brothers and sisters, most have no clue of what all the Most High said he would bring to bear. People have been taught lies not to understand what the great expectation is, and have been taught lies, my brothers and sisters, so that even if they were to read across the verses that relate that expectation, because they already have a formative idea in their minds and not prepared to comprehend it all. Sad, but it is true. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, the Most High can sanction as worthy unto his kingdom only those who, having heard the truth, desire to know the hyper dimension of that truth. My brothers and sisters, because there's so much that still is going to be taught, even during the millennial reign, only such as these, my brothers and sisters, can be called good students and disciples. Scripture talks about the new things the Messiah will continue to reveal to mankind. You understand that the Scripture talks about in the feast, he will be called from the midst of all nations to hear the updates from the Most High concerning things, my brothers and sisters, they had not before known. If you knew this, my brothers and sisters, you know you have to prepare yourself for even greater discipleship. The very law that is the Shema, the first command, after which the Most High brought his people out of the land of Egypt, is the same law in his greater understanding that exposes all the nations that all people might be regathered, not only, my brothers and sisters, as they were before out of Egypt, but from all the fallen standards of all the false rule, political systems, pseudo-religious systems, social and cultural misfits, vanities that can never fully appease divine will, that have been the false institution of humanity across all the nations. How many are prepared to understand, my brothers and sisters? If they told this thing rightly, many would have been compelled to seek by faith beyond what they see. Beyond worldly misexample of what has for so long been hidden. Like I said, your leaders haven't taught these things to seek beyond all the elder and the honorable, it says in Psalm 119:97-104. Seek an understanding of the Most High beyond all the leaders. The leaders can't agree, then certainly, my brother and sister, you must seek what indeed is the covenant. The leaders of the earth have scattered the people of Israel to the in every direction of the earth, across some of all the nations of the earth. Scripture says it's going to bring back a people who can show that they can reason beyond all this beastliness. That is the restoration of a covenant, because certainly the varying forms of warfare among the nations was never a rule of peace. How many are ready to understand the truth as it is? My brothers and sisters, I said, only those who are willing to understand the truth as it is. Only they. I repeat, my brothers and sisters, only they will have an opportunity to attain conscience beyond contradiction. That unto the Most High, they should be found wise, steadfast, true. Think about it. He said, the double-minded man being unstable in all his ways, let him not think to receive anything from Yah. What does the Most High then want? For the people who discern the truth, who will hold steadfast to it. Guard, maintain, defend, and never ever let it go. For my brothers and sisters, since the Most High declared his works, his plan, what he eventuates as the purpose, requirement of his people, because he declared that all from the beginning. to forget any part of it, my brothers and sisters, or to discern it out of context at any time. Regretfully, my brothers and sisters, is the wages of sin and death. Most I told me I have to tell you some very precious truths. Be wise, my brothers and sisters. There's a lot of truth in the archives of this show that I dare say that no man can survive without. Articles on my website, like Early Church Origin, Forgotten Mutual Expectations, Secret City Prophecies, Prophetic Proof, about Tribulation 70 to 365 AD. I find it amazing that people can talk about 70 to 100 million people, 60 to 100 million people being murdered and tortured over the course of years, hunted down like dogs. And because it wasn't them, they sit back and act like a great tribulation until a falling away hadn't occurred. If the scripture says they were murdered, read Revelation 6, it says they were. Dare to say that if the saints and those who are true are murdered, that you still have the retaining of the faith? If men have forgotten and have not discerned the first commandment and the first instruction along the path,
90.
How shall they say they've been true to the faith at all? If all have fallen away from the faith means it is not the faith. But how many of us are ready to understand that? I had a lot more that I wanted to talk to you about. It appears that I'm going to have to continue this topic, Yah willing, in the night to come. I would say from henceforth, my brothers and sisters, till we meet again, until we speak again, thank the Most High for every year that He brings near. I said, thank the Most High for every year that He brings near. Please, my brothers and sisters, for holy name's sake, for Shema's sake, for Shamayim, heaven's sake, my brothers and sisters, for holy name's sake, for the cause of our peace, hope being confirmed beyond the wrath that is to come, still confirmed and steadfast to survive the wrath that is to come. Look at Revelation 9 and 4. Look at Revelation 7. I ask you, my brothers and sisters, to check out the website, hiddengospel.com. I call it Hidden Gospel for a reason. Check out the articles that are there, like I said, Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectations, Secret City Prophecies, Prophetic Proof, Tribulation 70-365 A.D., Rapture Debunked, Gospel of Shiloh, articles like that. Check them out, my brothers and sisters. And discern also how you can become participants in the aid of a ministry that the Most High truly has called for the healing of His people. And until we speak again, thank the Most High for every year that He brings near. Under His might and His honor and His praise always, hallelujah! I do thank the Most High for every year that He brings near. As the Most High has told me, even now, He is working to bring to bear all that He has promised.
Valid port NC website for eligible plans. Limited time offer. Offer coverage not everywhere. For all phones, restrictions apply.